Kaiser Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, you and your family are due for an exciting experience when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Beef. All around the table, you'll hear everybody saying, delicious. And no wonder. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And don't forget, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So today, plan to treat your family to the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Treat them to Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs came home married to Johnny Keith, Dr. Joel Evans was there waiting to have a long-arranged date with her. Joel was as stunned as everyone else, but all he said was,
Penny, best wishes from the bottom of my heart. Johnny, congratulations, and I mean it.
This was the last seen and heard of Joel. It's several days later now, and as Penny walks into the community center, she is greeted by Angela Brill, who says,
Here comes the bride.
That'll be enough of that, Angela Brill. I'm an old married woman now. 3 days, and she's an old married woman.
Penny, how can you take it so calmly?
You want to know a secret?
Uh-huh.
Inside, I'm as excited as a child.
I thought so. That's more like it. How is Mrs. Keith this morning, by the way?
Oh, Mrs. Keith, huh? You know, that sounds strange to be called Mrs. Keith.
Well, it sounded strange to me when I said it. The whole idea of your being married seems strange.
I like that.
I didn't mean it that way. I mean, it's been such a surprise and a shock. It's hard to believe.
I know it is. Everybody says that. I feel that way part of the time. I feel that it's not quite real.
Then what's that ring doing on your finger? Are you wearing it for a friend?
Mm-hmm. A very good friend. A very close and a very dear friend. My husband.
Oh, that was sweet. How is Johnny?
He's wonderful. Oh, guess what? He and Jed are going into partnership. At least Jed's taking Johnny into his firm as a full partner.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what Johnny intended to do, stay in Rossville or move to some other town.
No, he wouldn't move if he could find any work here, any work at all. Neither one of us ever want to leave Rossville.
You know, I don't ever want to leave Rossville either. Pat feels the same way.
Well, why should he? He has everything he wants here. Here he found what he wants, and here he has what he wants. When's the wedding, Angela?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you've talked about it, haven't you?
Well, personally, the idea of a wedding, even an informal one, frightens me.
Oh, the prospect of one would frighten me, too.
Oh, you're beyond that stage, Penny, remember?
You know, it's silly. It's really strange that I can't get used to the idea of being married.
Good heavens, Penny, do you mean to say... Well, I mean... You wouldn't accidentally agree to a date with someone, would you? With Joel, for instance?
No, that's carrying a lapse in memory too far. No, I wouldn't.
Penny, what's the matter?
I guess I'm aware of my marriage a great deal more than I admit. I haven't given Joel a thought since Johnny and I came home married, and Joel was waiting to take me to that dance.
I heard about that. Must have been an awfully awkward situation.
Well, Joel made it easy. He wished us both the best, made a joke about the date we were supposed to have and left. But, Angela,
I know.
No, I don't think you do. Angela, I feel as if I've cheated Joel, been awfully unfair to him.
Well, you never promised him anything that I know of.
Yes, I know that's true, but he did leave Everton Hospital because of me. Because he loved me and wanted to marry me. He gave up everything on my account.
But you didn't tell him to give it up.
No, I didn't. I begged him not to leave the hospital, but he left it anyway.
Then you've no reason to feel that you've cheated him.
I have, though. I should have told him weeks ago that there was no chance that we'd ever marry.
Could you honestly tell him that?
No, I guess not. I really had no intention of marrying Johnny until...
Until?
Until I just had to marry him. Till I wanted to marry him more than anything in the world. But I should have warned Joel that it might happen.
Well, you didn't know it would happen. You had no intention of marrying anyone for a long time to come. Well, you told me that dozens of times, remember?
Yes, I remember that, but I've still done Joel an injustice. A terrible injustice. I should have told him I'd never marry him at any time under any circumstances.
You couldn't have done that, Penny. There was a time not long ago when you could have married him and might have if Johnny hadn't come home. And I remember that time, even if you don't.
I remember that time, too, Angela.
Well, then, don't you see, if you told him you couldn't marry him under any circumstances at any time, you'd have been lying.
Well, that's all past. What am I going to do about him now?
Well, what do you have to do about him?
I have to do something to make up for what I've done to him.
But you haven't done anything
to him. I have, Angela. I've cost him his job. I've made him give up a brilliant future. And for what? A broken heart. Or maybe I'm wrong in thinking Joel really cared that much for me.
Penny, Joel loved you more than words can tell. He still loves you the same way. I suppose he always will.
But he shouldn't love me now. He should hate me. He gave up everything for me, and I gave him nothing in return. Nothing.
What he gave up for you, he gave up of his own accord, Penny. You didn't encourage him. In fact, you did the opposite.
Yes, but I still want him to get it all back, Angela. Look, do you think that there's a chance that I...
He'll get back in Heatherton Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance.
You sure about that?
Yes, very sure.
Yes, but how can you be so sure?
Well, one of the nurses from the hospital came to see me just yesterday, and, well, we talked about Joel. She said that Dr. Weston gets angry every time he hears Joel's name.
Oh, that's silly. How can a man as brilliant as Dr. Weston be so stubborn? Angela, suppose Joel went to Dr. Weston...
Oh, Joel would never do that, Penny, and you know it. No, you might as well give up the idea of ever seeing Joel back in Heatherton Hospital.
Well, I suppose you're right, but I'll always feel that I cost him the opportunity he had there, Angela. I'll just never be able to make that up to him. Have you seen him since...
Since your marriage?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
How is he?
All right. But you might as well know the truth, Penny. Well, you've probably guessed it. He's taking it rather hard.
I was afraid he would. Angela, I really ought to talk to him. I ought to try and explain.
Why don't you?
Because I don't think he'd let me.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Well, even if he would, I wouldn't know where to begin or how to explain it.
Perhaps there wouldn't be much to explain. Joel knows what it is to be in love. Why don't you phone him or get in touch with him somewhere?
No, I'm afraid, Angela.
But why?
Because I've hurt him enough. I'm afraid I'll hurt him even more. Don't you see, a wrong word or a wrong meaning given to a word... And he might be hurt for a lifetime.
You know Joel better than that. He's no child. He knows there are a lot of times when people have to be satisfied with second best.
Yes, but I hardly gave him a chance. I told him no more than a week ago that I had no intention of marrying anybody. Anyway, for a long time to come. And look what's happened now, Angela. I'm married.
Oh, best wishes, darling. You know, I haven't said that to you yet.
Oh, thank you for the wishes. That was nice. If half of my good wishes come true, I'll be a very happy young woman. If only half of them.
Still worried about Joel, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it, Angela. I'll try what you suggested.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Joel. Come in.
Thanks. How's the beautiful bride?
Oh, not beautiful and still not used to being a bride. How's the doctor?
Oh, busy doctoring.
Good. I'm glad you're busy.
So am I. I'm sorry I couldn't come right after you phoned. I had to see two patients before I could get away.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's silly to stand out here. Come on inside.
All right.
Now, why don't you sit down?
In the chair that at one time seemed almost reserved for me?
I don't know why not.
Oh, for a lot of reasons. Or maybe just for one. I'll sit over here. Or is this Johnny's chair?
Johnny has no special chair.
That was unfair of me, Penny. I know why you called me over, or at least I can make a pretty fair guess. It's to try to explain.
I'm afraid it'll be a very poor try.
Well, I won't make it any more difficult by appearing bitter, Penny, because I'm not.
You know, you have every reason to be. I wasn't fair to you.
Well, you did take me rather unaware. But that's the way things are sometimes. That's the way things happen, when you least expect them. That's why I quit Heatherton Hospital. I wanted to be near you and with you as much as I could. As much as you'd let me, so that nothing could happen to... But it did happen, didn't it?
Yeah. It came to me almost as suddenly as it came to you. Really, Joel, it wasn't planned. We decided suddenly. It was all over very suddenly, without a thought for anyone else. Or how much it might hurt other people.
Oh, I'm sure it hurt no one, Penny.
Well, I know I hurt you, Joel.
No, Penny. Not a bit. I'm disappointed. I can't deny that. This has been the biggest and most bitter disappointment of my life.
Will you forgive me? Will you stop hating me?
Hating you? Penny, if I could hate you now, it would mean that I never really loved you. I'll tell you frankly, and with no shame at all, I love you now. Now as much as I ever did. I'll admit that to anyone, to you, to Johnny, to anyone who is concerned or interested. How can I deny it after loving you as I have?
You know, your love for me is hopeless, don't you?
Hasn't it always been? We didn't know it until now, but it was always hopeless.
Joel, you're the kindest, most thoughtful, most considerate man I've ever known.
Penny, don't hand me superlatives that belong
to
Johnny.
No, I mean what I say. How can you be so kind? I don't know. I know that you left Heatherton because of me, in hopes that you could marry me.
It was foolish of me, wasn't it? But I'm not sorry. I lost you, sure. But I can't say to myself that I lost you because I didn't try.
Oh, Joel, I begged you not to leave the hospital. You remember that, don't you?
Yes, only too well. I know I shouldn't have done it. That should have been a warning that... Well, that's over and done with. And so are we.
What about you? I mean, what do you...
I've created this situation for myself. I'll make the best of it. I'm still a doctor. I'll build a practice here, make something of it. I'm not going to join the Foreign Legion, if that worries you.
No, that doesn't worry me a bit, and I'm glad to see you smiling.
Oh, I have a lot to smile about. There's only one thing makes me frown.
What's that?
I don't know what I'll do next time I see that husband of yours. Shake his hand or poke him in the nose.
So even in his disappointment and perhaps hidden bitterness, Joel can joke. Can this young man who loved Penny and lost remain a part of Penny's life without hurting himself and her? Is it wise for Joel to stay in Rossville? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ma'am, Kroger Tender Ray is the best-eating beef you ever tasted. Simply delicious. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. Yes, through a special way of cutting beef, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. Ladies, remember this when you go to buy Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember that it's available only at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger gives you more meat for your money. Because in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.